All right, ready? Very excited to get the player we're able to get at number 30. As we sat there and watched the board unfold, he was the highest rated player on our draft board at the time. And the one philosophy that we've always going to do is follow that board to how we have it developed. And as we sat there and watched Mike fall down, I know corners are a premium here. I know as we sit there and go through our meetings, what Coach Zim looks for in the traits to play corner in this position. I know also what he brings as a potential returner and what he does on special teams. So he brings a lot of value to us in numerous areas. And can't tell you how excited we are to get him where we're able to get him at number 30. Questions?
About the value of him, do you look at him as a versatile guy that can play in the boundary or in the slot?
We spent a lot of time with him. You know, we visited with him at the combine. He was here on the top 30. We were down there at his workout, and he brings the versatility. And one thing that's an emphasis here is the ability to play multiple positions. And he can play outside. He can play inside. He can play on special teams. He can be a returner. So this player was just too much value for us not to take it where we saw him in the draft.
For his size, what impressed you the most about his coverage skills and kind of that physical nature, the way he plays the game?
The one thing that Coach Zim preaches is the quickness out of his transition, which means out of his back pedal. How quickly can he get to point from point A to point B? And as we sat there and watched the tape together, we felt he was one of the top corners as far as the quickness that we're looking for and to fit in what the requirements are going to be for him from a physical skill standpoint to play in this defense.
How many calls did you get regarding possible trades, and did you ever come close to making a move?
We got a lot of calls, maybe, you know, five or six picks before us, and then we didn't get any calls, you know, once we were on the clock. But I don't know if we would have traded out with what we felt with a player of that value at the 30th pick.
How do you feel about what's left in the offensive line moving to the second day?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of depth there. And I know last year we were able to get Pat in the third round. I know looking at the board, there's still a lot of quality depth in the offensive line, but there's also a lot of quality depth throughout the rest of the draft. So excited for tomorrow, potentially moving up or potentially moving down. We'll see how the board starts to fall in the beginning, but I feel very strongly about the depth and some of the players that we like.
Did you expect the run on interior linemen to start as early as it did?
Try to anticipate that. You know, those are two very good players. When the interior line started to go. So, you know, it's fun to watch. You anticipate, you go through all the different scenarios as you get prepared for this. And then to see it, you know, actually happen in real time, it's kind of exciting. And then it's like, you know, boy, you were disappointed. Maybe we like this guy, we like that guy. But then in a sense, I can't believe this guy is still here when we're picking. So, but that's the fun part of the draft.
There was a story last week about how there was a sexual assault allegation with no charges at North Carolina. It was reported that Hughes was open with teams talking about it. What did you learn from that process, and what's your take on that?
Oh, I can tell you that we did a lot of homework, not only on him, but any player that we felt had any type of character. We spent a lot of time with a lot of people that had him in their football programs. We spent a lot of time with people outside the football programs. And after our extensive research, no question, we felt very confident with him coming in and being a Minnesota Viking. You know, and that always goes. We go through it. I go through it also with the ownership and give them all the information that we do have, and we come up with a collective decision on, you know, is this a Minnesota Viking fit or not? And no question in my mind, or I think in anyone's mind in this organization, that he truly fits what we want as a Minnesota Viking.
Ricky mentioned that
Coach Zim's over there. Okay, it's your cue. You want to come on?
You mentioned you address those things, the issues in the past with him directly, and what kind of answers did you get?
I'm not going to give, you know, details on what we talked about, but we address any issues with any player, even if players don't have, I mean, we address their social media accounts. We address anything that we know. We addressed one player that had 5 speeding tickets. So we know the background, and we do a lot of research in that area. So anyone that we bring in here, if there is anything, it'll definitely be addressed, and then it'll be researched after it's addressed.
Rick, with your 2 starting corners with Xavier and Trey, they took a couple of years of development. Where do you see Mike as far as his development curve might be?
I think we're just excited to get him in, get him started going in rookie mini camp. And, you know, corner is a premium with Coach Zim, and a corner is a premium with this defense. And as Coach Zim always states, you can never have enough pass rushers, you can never have enough corners. And I think by adding Mike, it gives us a lot of depth at that position. We're very young at that position, but our younger guys are starting to mature now into very good football players, and we see the same path for Mike when he gets in here.
Time for 2 more for Rick.
How much did his return skills factor into the value of the grade you
played? I think it's a huge part of it as well. Coach Prefer spent a lot of time. We had probably a 3.5-hour meeting on just special teams alone. And I know our scouts grade these guys not only as players on offense and defense, but they also give them a special teams grade. So we did a lot of group study on his returners as well. And with his explosive speed that he shows on tape, and some of the things he was able to do, not only as a kickoff returner, but punt returner, that also added value to him.
Is there any hesitancy when a guy has just really 1 year of tape? I know he was a limited contributor as a freshman, but with only the 1 year at UCF, was that a concern at all?
No, I think after we spent time with him, after we, evaluated what he was, I think this kid, has tremendous upside. And he's not going to be forced to come in and be a starter right away. You know, we feel pretty strongly about our 2 corners, and McKenzie's coming along, so he's going to get an opportunity to come in. Coaches are going to take their time to develop this kid, and when he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go. But we think this kid has tremendous upside from what we've seen. Good. Thank you. Do you want me to do yours, too?